I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Relations between two of America's most important Middle East allies seem to be imploding. Turkey is angry because Israel refuses to formally apologize for a commando raid on a Gaza-bound protest flotilla last year. The operation killed 9 pro-Palestinian activists. Israel has expressed regret for the loss of lives, but the two countries are mired in a diplomatic crisis. The World's Matthew Bell has the latest.
The latest episode in the diplomatic crisis between Israel and Turkey happened at the Istanbul airport. Dozens of Israeli travelers were reportedly stopped and searched in a manner that some described as humiliating.
Can I take my shirt? Just a minute, I want to get dressed.
A woman who gave her name as Orit told Israel Radio that Turkish police pulled her aside. They brought her into a dark room for questioning, she said, and made her take off her shirt and pants. The passengers were reportedly held for 90 minutes and then released. Some saw this treatment of Israelis in Istanbul as payback for an earlier incident at Israel's main airport. Arriving Turkish passengers were reportedly subjected to similar strip searches and extensive questioning. Israel's airport security is well known for being aggressive towards certain groups of people. An anonymous foreign ministry official is quoted in the Israeli paper Haaretz saying that the humiliation of Turkish visitors is routine at the airport. In any case, this is just the latest example of formerly close allies going their separate ways, says Anat Lapidot of Hebrew University.
Well, I think the relationship between the two countries is in a critical moment. It's not the first time in our short history of the two states, but the issue is that the two countries have different outlook and how to solve problems between themselves, but also in the region.
Lapidot says the root of the problem between Israel and Turkey goes back to differences of opinion over the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Even so, the two countries have built up military and economic ties in recent years, but a series of disagreements has soured the relationship in the last year. The final straw came last week, when the United Nations report on the 2010 flotilla incident was leaked to the news media. The two sides were said to have been working on a diplomatic understanding to put the incident behind them once and for all. The report concluded that Israel used excessive force when it killed 9 Turkish activists in international waters. Turkey is now downgrading relations with Israel. It's threatening economic sanctions. Even more ominously, it's raised the possibility of sending Turkish ships to protect aid shipments to Gaza. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is also said to be contemplating a personal visit to the Gaza Strip. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his government would like to repair relations with Turkey, but he has said Israel will not apologize for trying to defend itself. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.